a series when you can't just get over it. What do you do? And you can go to the website, you can listen to all the lessons, and we've learned a lot of things. And I was thinking, how do you culminate a series like that? And the Lord brought to my mind Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, where the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." What do we do when we can't just get over it? Well, we've got to trust in the Lord. How do we do that? I'm going to give you five principles in 2 minutes. Number one, attitude. The Bible says trust in the Lord. And the idea there of trust is total dependence on God. When we are in a situation that we don't know how to handle, we've got to make sure at the heart level we're trusting God, that that is our attitude. Secondly, the absolute. It says trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It's not enough to trust God in one area and not another. We've got to trust God in every area. I love that about the shepherd's testimony. They accepted Christ as their Savior, and then they said, "This book right here has authority in our life. Whatever it says to do, we're going to do it. What it says to refrain from, we're going to refrain from." And they sat in our presence today and said, 40 years of marriage and counting, it's worked. I hope we'll take that to heart and say, "Lord, help me to have that spirit, trusting you with all my heart in every area I can place my trust in you." And then thirdly, notice the admonition. Lean not to thine own understanding. Boy, aren't we our own worst enemy sometimes? We're trusting in God. We're trying to do it in every area, but we can't just get over something. All of a sudden, we revert back to trying to take matters in our own hands or accomplish something in our own strength, and it doesn't work. And there's an admonishment in this passage. Lean not to thine own understanding. Listen, the Christian life, a great marriage, awesome parenting, it was never designed for you and I to do that in our own strength. We have to have God's help. Lean not to thine own understanding. Let's feast on God and His Word and His strength, and He will help us. Then notice, fourthly, the acknowledgement. The acknowledgement. Our passage there says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him." Acknowledge means to recognize the rights, authority, or status. In every decision, in every situation, we are to acknowledge that, yes, we are to trust in God and that He has to have authority in our life. In every area, He should reign supreme. You know, when God is in charge in every area of our life, it doesn't really matter what we face because we face it with Him. And so when we face something that we can't just get over, we're with God and He helps us through it. And we want to be reminded of that. And then if we are, we see fifthly, the assurance. If we acknowledge His authority and trust Him and follow Him, what does He give? The Bible says, "He shall direct thy paths. Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And so we want to have the right attitude. My trust is in the Lord. We want to be absolute in that spirit, with all of our heart. We want to receive the admonition. We can't lean back to our own understanding. We want to acknowledge He has authority. And then we want to benefit from that assurance that He will direct our path. And I hope that as we face life, if we face something we don't know how to deal with, we can trust in the Lord. And we can keep coming, and we can keep learning, and we can keep applying, and we can keep moving forward in our faith and in our relationship. So I hope that's a help and a blessing to you this morning. We, this morning, have a lot of first-time visitors, and my normal procedures to say howdy and so on, and we're out of time. So howdy, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm not introducing you by name, but I hope the people around you are getting to know you, because we're really glad you're here, and I hope you'll stop by and shake my hand at the back, because I would like to meet you. Then we did a raffle this morning, and so Brother Mike's here. Okay, here we go. Here's who won the free coffees at the GA. Number one, Susanna Soto, right over here on my left. Susanna Soto, congratulations, and you're a winner this morning. Also this morning, Mark and Andrew Snowick, and I guess you're sharing. I'm not sure how that works, but congratulations to Mark and Andrew. Good to have them back. And then our last winner this morning of our class drawing at our breakfast is Abigail Farragan, right here. Abigail, congratulations. And here's your free coffee this morning. Hope that you enjoy that, Brother Mike. Here are these. And let me encourage you this morning. Take advantage of all of the announcements in the bulletin. Murray Family Farm is going to be awesome. Now, I told you last week about Murray Family Farm. If you can't go to Murray Family Farm on Saturday the 9th and come to class on the 10th for the opening of Exceed, don't go to Murray Family Farm. I'll take a picture of the goat for you at the petting zoo. It'll be fine, okay? You don't need to go. Everybody's got to be here for opening day of Exceed on September 10th. Now, if you want to go to the Murray Fan Farms on the 9th, great. It's not the ideal weekend, but they wouldn't let us go later September, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. But, boy, let's pray and really ask God to give us a great start on the 10th. And if you can do the 9th, too, that's going to be a lot of fun. So that's info in the bulletin. Be sure to pray about who you can invite to be your guest for our new series. Then they gave me this note. If you brought a dish this morning, they are asking that you take that dish home, all right? And so we don't want to have to try to hunt everybody down. So make sure you grab that and take that home with you. Thank you for being a part of our class breakfast. This was a very unique morning. But I want to tell you, standing back there a moment ago and looking over the tables and just hearing people talk and laugh and fellowship and get to know one another, my heart was warmed and encouraged by just the awesome spirit that we have in our His Design class. And I hope you know that God is doing something very special right here. And I'm so grateful for that. But I got to tell you the truth. We're just getting started. And I believe that God has some incredible things in store for us personally as we grow closer to Him and stronger in our relationships. And then exponentially as we go out in the community, because there's families all over our community that need this exactly right here. And it might be God using us over the next few weeks to reach out to somebody and encourage them to come and to be a part of what He's doing here. So thank you for being a part of today and making it so very special. I really do appreciate that. Brother Heller, would you come and close us in prayer this morning and ask God to bless our class as we go out and live for Him this week and make known the new series. And then we'll be dismissed. If you want more food, grab it. And then I'll be in the back to shake your hand, and I sure appreciate you being here today.
Dear Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to be here today. We thank You for the blessing of having such a great class and a great group of people that love each other. Lord, I thank You for the fellowship today. And Lord, we look forward to this new series coming up. I just pray that You'll strengthen our marriages and guide us as we go through and use these opportunities to draw closer to You. Lord, we thank You. Keep us safe. Bring us back safely next week. In Jesus' name, amen.